Welcome to another Miles Technologies podcast. This is Luke Gervato, Talent Scout with Miles Technologies, and today we're being joined by JP Lessard, who is our President of Business Software Solutions. JP, thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
So for today's topic, JP and I will be discussing agile development for software development. So I guess my first question is, you hear a lot about agile development. Could you explain to the listeners out there kind of what agile development means?
Yeah, so agile development been around for several years. It kind of evolved, as the name implies, is a more agile way to approach software development. It's an iterative approach, meaning that you're trying to build something very quickly, and you try to build like a prototype, and then you get feedback on that prototype. You run it through some tests and get feedback or see what works, what doesn't work, and then you change it, and you make slight iterative changes to the system. And the idea is that as you go through these different iterations or life cycles of this one system, it's going to keep honing in and getting better and better and better and getting closer to what the right thing is going to be. Because at the beginning, if you may not have the full vision of exactly what you want or what it's going to do, this way you get to something quickly, and it could be faster to get to the ultimate end product by just taking those quick steps in between. So that's what iterative or agile means, basically.
So this agile development you mentioned, it's been around for like a little while. So how does it compare to the more traditional methods of software development, like the traditional life cycle?
Yeah, so traditional, what people would consider more traditional, going all the way back even to the 70s and 80s, you would do what they call a waterfall method. And it's kind of called that because you go from one step to the next step, and you pretty much what you're trying to do in a true waterfall is that you want to complete an entire process of one step before you're ready to move on to the next one. So you'll want to complete all your requirements gathering. Make sure that you have every single requirement for the entire project done and in place and written down. Then you can move into the detailed design work where you're actually fleshing everything out. And this is all before you start coding a single line of code. Then you start doing the coding, and then you do the testing, and then you basically have the system that you're ready to release. And that's when you start getting feedback, is after all this work has been done. They've used the term big upfront design also to explain this. So the differences really are, you know, you could have more time involved until the customer or end user or other people involved in the product get to see something tangible and actually start using it. Agile, they get something much sooner. Waterfall, you are taking more into account up front. You know, you're doing more design, more analysis, more of that work before the end. So you're trying to capture a lot of that stuff before they're actually using the system. Whereas agile, you're trying to catch a lot of that stuff after that you've done that. And there's pros and cons to both of them, depending on what type of project that you're going to be undertaking.
Okay. Yeah, can you talk a little bit more about those pros and cons? You know, if you're a hypothetical business owner or a business user and you're looking to have a custom system designed for you, how would you kind of decide which approach between those two is best for your business?
Right. So it's an important consideration, and you want to take into account how complicated or how simple the system that you're building is, what's the undertaking going to look like. If it's something with a very straightforward goal and objective and business process, you know, agile may work well for you because it's not likely to change drastically from the initial concept until the final version that you lay out there. So the types of changes you're talking about will be minor. The time and cost impact for making those multiple changes may not be very big. So agile may work, an iterative approach may work for that. You can get something you can start using and feeling and touching sooner. Waterfall, or at least something similar to that, may be good if you have a very complex business process, or you really need to make sure that the foundation of a system is laid very well so that you can build more on top of it later. One of the potential downsides to doing agile development is if something major changes down the road and you've already got all this code written, that it could cause a bigger problem. It'd be like, you know, that now I decided I need to build a four-story house instead of a one-story house, and the foundation I've got isn't going to support it. So now I got to wreck it all the way back down. So in agile development, in a more complicated scenario, you may end up with a lot of things you're not eventually going to use. So you may want to just, to mitigate your risks a little bit, identify what things you need to go through more of a waterfall approach for, just meaning you want to make sure you cover your bases and set the foundation properly for the future versus the agile method. So a more complicated business process, maybe closer to a waterfall method, might work.
So for agile development, as you mentioned, has been, you know, more of a newer, and the traditional method has been around for a long time. So what would you say is some of the reason why agile development is kind of becoming, you know, more popular and more widely used today?
So several reasons it's becoming more popular, and it's really been popular for at least the last 10 years that it's been growing and growing to the point where now almost everything that you see is agile development. A lot of the benefits and the reasons it's growing, it's popular with developers because they feel like they can get something to market or to the customer very quickly, and you can deliver on that very quickly and have something in their hands. So customers like that in general, to be able to see something. It also ties you in very well because as you're doing an iterative approach or an agile method, the two teams work together and you're much more aligned going forward because you've gone through this whole process and the back and forth together the entire way. So that's some of the reasons that it's gotten more popular, and it's just more developers trained in that method and customers get to see something a little bit sooner. You know, still not always the best approach necessarily depending on the project that you want, because while you may have something sooner, it may take you longer to get to your ultimate vision than if you have something that you go through a little bit more design and take a you know, an approach that's either closer to the traditional method or even trying to mix the two together a little bit to mitigate your risks. But that's probably why it's gotten more popular, is because it's big with the developers, you can get something, and for customers and end users, there's something tangible there faster. People want it faster and faster these days.
So yeah, you just mentioned when you're talking about why it's more popular, you mentioned kind of like a possibility for like a combination approach between the two. So is that something that's like growing in popularity now, or is that something that people are doing as sort of like a combination style with both development styles?
Yeah, definitely more developers are doing that, especially for business applications. Like I said, you know, some of the things like if you're doing a game development or that kind of thing, agile development works great because you're tweaking it along the way anyway. If you're doing a business application, again, you need that solid foundation. So sometimes you want to take a hybrid approach or a modular approach where you're basically figuring out what areas of this project do I need to make sure that I'm mitigating the risks for. And for those things that are very important or I need to lay a good foundation, those ones you might go through a slightly more traditional method. And I'm going to do more detailed design. I'm going to do more mock-ups. I'm going to do more making sure I talk to the various users and those types of things up front before you lay the foundation down. And then other areas of the same project might be not as important that you lay that solid foundation, or that you know there aren't as many potential risks for taking an iterative approach. And so you identify those up front and you say, okay, here's the things that we're going to be really focused on. We'll do business analysis and requirements gathering and design, and then we'll build it and test it, etc. And then here's the things that we're going to basically just build and start tweaking along the way as we need them. So doing that up front in a project and along the way, it gives you kind of the best of both worlds. You can shrink your time frame versus a pure waterfall method, because you can move from one thing to the other very quickly and you don't need to do all the upfront design for the entire system. You also get the benefit of having a solid foundation for the things that are potentially risky if you went 100% agile.
So based on some of your experiences, how have business customers been receptive to this hybrid approach? Is it something that they're in favor of, or what kind of sort of evaluations have they given you of it?
So in my experience working with businesses and software development, they like the hybrid approach. Customers actually like a more traditional method to the point where it's easy also to frame up the entire project. For agile, it is somewhat difficult to say, here's the end goal. Because you're going to start with something, and then you may be doing iterations of that system for the next 3 years. So that's difficult to put time and budget on top of. So right. From a business perspective, you know, it's hard to get involved in an agile development project with an open checkbook, because they want to know, what's it going to cost, how long is it going to take? So they've been very receptive to this method, where sometimes you're just mitigating your risks, and you're getting more of a fixed cost, and you're kind of putting a frame around the project at least, and then you can take that faster approach in some areas. So there's good benefits to business owners and decision makers and the users even, because they can still get something faster that'll give them some benefit, yet they can also put a solid budget and timeline around it at the same time.